CentralNebraskaToday.com's Alex Amicki here with Rashawn Harvey. 16-0 victory for the Kearney Catholic Stars. A game that was supposed to be played last night, but then because of weather got pushed back to today. Any change really between last night and tonight here for the Stars?
Nothing for us. We went home last night, let the kids go. Today we didn't have pregame meetings before we even left the school. We had the same plan. We didn't even dress here at Amherst. We got dressed there at the school. Said we're not even dressing or taking a shower here. We're just going to go back. And we said this is a business trip. And those young men treated the change. They handled it with discipline. And today they showed up and were the more physical football team. That was another thing we challenged them with. If we're going to get a win tonight, we had to be the more physical football team, or at least master physicality, and we exceeded that tonight.
You look at the first half of this game, and it was very much a defensive battle. You have a couple of interceptions from Brant Christner, and then you finally get some points. Not the way that anybody thought you would, with an intentional grounding in the end zone. I mean, you go into the locker room 2-0, you have a potential touchdown that you can't get it down across the board. What was that feeling like there at halftime when you think you could be up 9-0, but you go in 2-0?
Yeah, we knew defensively we had momentum. We were shutting down the run. We're getting them out of what they truly wanted to do. We just knew at halftime we needed to make those adjustments. Yes, we really wanted that touchdown at the end of the half. We just didn't execute the play right. Whatever, we can't get it back, doesn't matter, get better. And we got better in the second half, so we made our adjustments. And, we went back and assessed what plays were working well offensively in the first half. And we kind of hung our hat on 4 run plays in the second half. And we probably averaged 3-4 yards a play. We were just moving the ball. And then defensively, just played lights out. Our young men played with discipline. They played with physicality. And we told them, if you're the more disciplined football team and you play physical, we got a great shot of winning this game and then being 1-0 in our district.
And you mentioned it, 4 run plays, and as well, you also have that Wemhoff interception as well. Keaton did a really good job there, just stepping right in front of it to grab that. Gives you some more momentum as well defensively heading into the fourth quarter.
Yeah, defensive, man, we've been challenging our kids. You've got to execute the technique that you're taught, do the things you're taught, and good things will happen. And then so they played that coverage just fantastic on that interception. Plus, major thing, we got pressure on the quarterback. We got pressure on the quarterback all night, so he wasn't able to just sit in the pocket comfortably. And again, we forced him out of what they truly wanted to do.
You mentioned that physicality there earlier, and you look at the Minden game 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. That was kind of the sticking point for you there. If you had played a little bit more physical, maybe you would have won that game. A lot of improvement between Minden 2 weeks ago and Amherst today.
Yeah, we just told them that's, Minden set the blueprint against our defense. So are you going to accept that? Or are you going to step up to the challenge? Are you going to, we just said that you're going to let another man physically dominate you, or you're not going to accept that? So we just challenged them as men, young men, to say either you're going to accept it or you're going to say this is not happening to me. And today they decided this is not going to happen to me. I'm going to play physical football, and they played the way the game of football is supposed to be played.
You have a game next week. I believe you're at home against Hastings St. Cecilia, a game that I'll be watching later tonight. So if there's anything that pops, I'll give you a text message. But you look at that Hastings St. Cecilia team, a non-district game here. It's not a break at all from district play. Keep that momentum rolling. And, what's the initial game plan here going into Hastings St. Cecilia? And, you'll probably get a chance to watch them tonight as they're playing.
We'll study the film a little bit more. We've watched some of it, obviously. But we're going to go on the same thing. We got to be able to stop the run. They're going to pass the ball. We're a little bit more efficient than Amherst. But number one, we got to be able to stop the run. Okay. And then number two is homecoming for us. And so as a coach, we got to figure out how we're going to handle all the homecoming festivities throughout the week. Yeah, you want the kids to enjoy that, but then can we be focused and locked in? And then the last thing I'll mention is that it's a big game, even though it's not a district game, because they'll likely end up with a Division I or a Division II team. You get that win over Division I, Division II team in Nebraska playoff system, that is very beneficial to you.
16-0 victory over Amherst. Coach Rashawn Harvey of the Kearney Catholic Stars, you improved to 4-1. Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate you coming.